Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi diddly-doo, neighbors. All right, we've got a hell of a show planned for you here on a sunny Tuesday. Nice of you to join us. Appreciate it if you'd subscribe to our YouTube. Rico, lots to do. We're going to save the death of college sports until 3 o'clock because someone in
fault.
No, it is not your fault. Someone in our office had their fandom taken from them today, and we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, it was sad.
Do want to get to the NFL owners' meetings. Wish we were there in person because, I don't know, West Palm sounds pretty good compared to 40 degrees.
But it looks nice out.
Looks nice. Seems like, sounds like. We'll get to the Lions. We'll get to what Brad Holmes had to say. But I want to start with Jackson Job. I know a lot of people
start with Harvey Bias.
I guess
he's Harvey, not Harvey.
He's back. I want to start with Job. I know a lot of people, you got too many responsibilities to be up watching silly baseball in April. I get it. And I don't know what others have said because I'm out of the spin cycle. I can only give you my reaction to it. And I just want people to calm down. Like the 0-3 thing with the Dodgers, it's not a big deal. Chill. You don't need to go full Costa and start breaking glass in case of emergency. Just like if Job didn't pitch well last night, it's okay. Was he great? No. But let me tell you why I thought it was a good start to get his feet wet, start his career. Love to know what you guys have to say about it. David stole part of it. Rico, the Tigers jumped out and did what they seemingly never do. They just put up a crooked number early, right? Mm-hmm. Right from jump, Pete Hancock or whatever the hell his name is, he would know damn good. And it was
they
like,
batted around in the first.
Yeah, all right, this dude's a stiff. And they're up 6-0. Well, the problem is Jackson Job was warmed up, ready to rock. The nerves of your first career start, I mean, you should have seen Kenny before his first show. He was thrown up in a bucket. But he had to stand there in the dugout. I think Benetti at one point, you know, he's pacing around. I think it threw him off. But here's what I like. When he locates his pitches, they're unhittable. He threw a couple of changeups and a couple of cutters that are as good as anything you'll see in baseball. I'm talking a Johan Santana changeup where you're just not hitting it.
There's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Yeah, but you remember right, that changeup. Yeah. A Luis Castillo-type changeup. He threw a couple of cutters that just disappeared to right-handed hitters, you know, and he's doing it with a 98, 99-mile-an-hour fastball. The control's just not there. And that is the hardest thing for a kid, 21, 22, 23 years old, to dial in. It's a learning process. What I would compare it to is this. Jackson Job, to me, as a pitching prospect, is very similar to Grayson Rodriguez for the Orioles. All of the hype, all of the pedigree, all of the stuff, sitting 97, 98, this dominating arsenal. But what's the weakness? Grayson Rodriguez has struggled to locate his pitches, specifically his four-seam fastball. For Job, it's going to be a process. But I thought he did a good job. I mean, the walks, that's a problem. But it's his first start. I thought he was just fine. I wish he went a little deeper in the game? Of course I do.
I kind of figured fifth inning was the max, but when four innings, I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I thought he was going to
have. But I'll tell you why I enjoyed last night. And this is going to see, this is the problem. There is no smarm behind this, but it's going to sound bad. And I want to know from you, the people, 248-539-9797. Last night was one of the rare times I was actually excited to watch this team. They have nothing exciting. Now, Tarek Skubal is the thing. I'm not going to lie to you and say I get excited to watch Flaherty, Mize, Maeda, an Alex Cobb, a Reese Olsen. I don't get excited watching any of those guys. And offensively, yeah, I'm a Kerry Carpenter guy. But come on. What am I going to get up on here and lie to my audience? I drop what I'm doing every night to watch Kerry Carpenter's at-bats. No. You don't have an Ellie De La Cruz. You don't have an Otani, a Soto, a Judge, right, and et cetera. We don't have those types of players offensively. Jackson Jobe represents something different. He represents breaking through a glass ceiling. He represents the possibility of more of maybe Scooble's partner in crime and or heir apparent if and when Scooble's not here. I was amped up to watch it. So, look, I thought it was fine enough.
And that's why
You know what I'm saying?
I was at fine enough. I'm like, it wasn't great. It wasn't awful. You went out there. You struck out some people. You also gave up two home runs.
Yep.
Almost a third home run. Okay, you had little problems, you know, with your locating your pitches. But other than that,
signed every young pitcher.
Right. It was like, okay, so you're not going to be Skeens coming out there, coming out, you know.
But I tell you what I didn't like. I don't know that I saw any torpedo bats.
No, you didn't need them.
I want torpedo bats.
You batted around.
Ellie De La Cruz had one last night. He had seven RBIs.
You know who didn't have one? Javi.
That's right.
He doesn't need one. He didn't need one.
He actually has a Bodor.
He just went out there and said, I'm not washed up. Look at this.
Kenny, what would you make of Jobe last night? And we don't need to go crazy about it, but I wanted to start the show with this and just, if you missed it, guys, four walks, not ideal. He battled. I thought he did a nice job. He never lost control of things. And man, when he hits his spot, the stuff is off the charts.
And that's what struck me more with Jobe is when he hits that spot, he becomes virtually unhittable.
Yeah.
And I think the nerves were there. And I think that's going to be a problem for him to start his career. But he's 22 years old, Mike. He's not old enough and experienced enough to be able to control those nerves. I think once it gets to midseason and he relaxes a little bit, he pushes it all down, he gets all set. I think that the location, the accuracy, I think it's going to be a lot more noticeable. You're going to start seeing him being able to
miss a lot more
bats.
I think there'll be a couple of nights where you're going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But remember, with young pitchers, it's like waves, okay? Maybe you start out hot, then people have video on you. They react. They knock you around a little bit. Now you got a counterpunch.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you go out there, you're not going to have your A stuff. What separates a young inexperienced pitcher and a veteran is the experience, is understanding how do I survive out here today? I don't have my good stuff. I don't have a feel for it today. So I'm not going to hold the kid to a crazy standard. Fellas, my big takeaway from this is, what if he's just a five and fly pitcher? Jackson, every fifth or sixth day, we want to get five innings.
Isn't that the way that the league is going now, though?
I was about to say, Mike, you just described every pitcher. Yeah, I don't expect him to ever go that.
If that's the case, that's extremely valuable.
Right.
If he's five and fly, that's where the league is trending.
Yeah, Kenny, I don't expect him to ever see a sixth or seventh inning. Like, what? Unless he's just out there on the verge of a no-hitter.
He's threw six on 68 pitches or something. I hear you. Yeah. But part of it, too, guys, we don't know where this is going to go. Like, there's still a chance he's not here in a month when the rotation gets healthy. Maybe he is. But the idea is there's going to be an innings limit. They're just not, there's no scenario in my world this kid's going to be allowed to pitch more than 140 innings, maybe 130. So start doing the math. You start going, okay, five per start. We skip a couple of starts. You know, can I get in that 25 start range? Well, last night, four innings.
125 innings.
Right. Yeah. So I was good with it. And it was a rare moment I was actually excited to watch this.
He looked better than he did in the playoff series against Cleveland.
Yeah, a little bit of a tough spot.
All right.
that was still wild.
I mean, that was one of those, either this is going to be something legendary, he's going to do something spectacular, or he looked like a guy out there and the moment was just too big.
But man, from a stuff standpoint, it's only one start, and I'm not getting carried away, but from a stuff standpoint, that's as good as you'll see. Spinning the dish on a nightly basis, watching any pitcher in the game. It's just going to take time to iron it out. That's all.
I guess I was expecting a little bit more, only because with pitchers, nobody's really seen you. And that's that first time they go out there is when they got the stuff and they're dealing. And then after that, they got footage, they got tape.
Yep.
They could see, okay,
it's just location.
His tendency when he does this, he does that, he's tipping his pitches off. And then the next couple of times around, he gets roughed up a little bit.
It's all location. And again, you could see he was amped up. You're not going to be throwing 99 miles an hour on first pitch fastballs. Sit at 97. Take a little bit off. Locate the damn thing. Because if you pair up the fastball with that changeup, good night.
And then obviously you add a third pitch like the cutter, you will dominate. But it's all location.
Yeah, but here's another thing that I want to take note to is, and I get it, Dingler and Job worked with each other in the minors a lot. They're comfortable with each other. But Jake Rogers could be another element in this that helps Job later on, that if he starts catching him, if that ends up being the thing.
Oh, his personal catcher.
I'm just saying.
I don't know. Maybe he just keeps his own personal catcher.
Dingler we'll could still be his catcher. It could be a factor.
The people are fired up.
It goes like the Greg Maddux and Eddie Perez.
There it is. Nailed it. 248-539-9797. Shout out Gerald Laird. But again, the Job report. If you watch, talk to me. I think it's worth two segments on a Tuesday, and we'll rev the engines. We got to update you on the Pistons. We got to update you on this owners meeting with the NFL. And yeah, I think a very interesting player hit the transfer portal, and it has shaken someone in our office to a point where they're like, I don't even know what to root for anymore. People's pets' heads are falling off. We're going to get to that a little bit later. So 248-539-9797. Give me your feedback on Jackson Job's debut last night. Nice night for the Tigers. Get off the schneid. Put a crooked number up. You know, I don't want to say coast. There were some moments where you're like, oh, my God, are they going to blow this? But let's talk about it a little bit. You can tell people are fired up.